Let's now go to this mid-year economic and fiscal outlook next week, the budget update. The AAA credit rating is very much on the line. There is no doubt about that. And also the fact that Australia's economy in the September quarter went backwards by 0.5%. Now, Moody's is one of the three credit ratings agencies that right now has assigned Australia a AAA credit rating. The other two are Fitch and Standard & Poor's. Standard & Poor's has Australia on a negative watch right now. Well, what you've seen is that Moody's, a little while ago, put out its own opinion of Australia, which said our rating is stable. Marie de Rome is the Senior Vice President of Sovereign Risk at Moody's Investor Services, is on the line right now from Singapore. Many thanks for your time, Marie.
Hello.
Can you just explain to me, I know that this report that you put out in November talked about the strengths and the challenges for Australia. You noted the challenges being the high and rising household debt, the large external liability position, fiscal deficits, in other words, government deficits that are hard to reduce, and an exposure to lower commodity prices and China's slowdown. Has anything changed in regards to those challenges since you put this report out in November?
Well, I think what we're looking at is a mixed picture as we're going into this mid-year update. On the one hand, the government will now update the fiscal situation with much higher commodity prices than at the time of the budget. So one thing that we'll be looking at is how are these higher commodity prices budgeted in? Is there revision on the expenditure side, or are the windfall gains then saved? That's one aspect. The second is, as you mentioned, the GDP growth in the third quarter of the calendar year was low, was negative, somewhat unexpected. And so how will the assumptions for the economic outlook change as a result? In our view, this was a short-term setback. And for the economy, we do expect growth to bounce back. But this is, again, something that we will be looking at. So for the next year or so, the public finances are likely to continue on this gradual fiscal consolidation that has been the mode for some time, with difficulties to accelerate that from really constraints on reducing expenditure or raising revenues, but at the same time, the overall direction being maintained.
The one thing that ratings agencies have noted, and you made the observation here, that fiscal deficits are proving difficult to reduce. Now, that is really down to politicians who cannot agree as to the means by which Australia will reduce its deficits and rein in spending, because a lot of that spending was put in place when commodity prices were very much higher. Commodity prices fell, but the spending was not commensurately reduced. So this is, if it becomes politically impossible to reduce the spending, then that's one of the issues that would obviously raise questions about the AAA credit rating.
So what we think will be the direction of public finances and how that then contributes to the rating for Australia, Australia's government, is that we do think that the deficit will be narrowed slowly, but will be narrowed through an increase in revenues as the economy strengthens, partly through higher commodity prices, and as we get higher nominal GDP growth in particular. This is what has been lacking in recent years. The nominal side, so the profits and the wages, have been subdued. We do not expect a strong bounce back, but we do expect some normalization there, and that will contribute to narrow a deficit. Overall, the rating is still supported by somewhat moderate government debt. And compared to other AAA-rated sovereigns, Australia's government debt is broadly in line here. There are AAA-rated sovereigns with higher debt and some with lower debt, and Australia is benefits somewhat from fiscal strength. There are other aspects that support the rating that are really the economic resilience that we have seen in general in this commodity price cycle. The challenges you mentioned at the start are related to the housing and the external vulnerability, the fact that Australia is dependent on external financing. And as the Federal Reserve in the US is tightening monetary policy, then that resilience of external financing could be tested.
And that is one issue because quite clearly, if the housing market does slow as interest rates start to rise or as banks start to tighten up, then clearly that could have an impact on economic growth as well. Just one point for you, Murray, and that is, do you believe the statement which comes out on Monday is very important to Australia's AAA credit rating?
So it is always an important update of public finances and the fiscal policy stance. It will be very interesting to see how this balance between higher commodity prices and somewhat lower growth will be used by the government in driving, steering fiscal policy for the remainder of the year, and giving us some kind of outlook on what's to come next. So that's really where our focus will be.
It's going to be interesting to watch it. Monday, of course, we'll have full coverage. Marie Duran is the Senior Vice President of Sovereign Risk at Moody's Investor Services. And as always, Marie, we appreciate your time here on the program.
Thank you.